How you doing there? Welcome back to Babylon Talmud. Today we're studying Daf Samech, Daf 60 of Masechet Bava Metzia. Friends. Today we are finishing the fourth parak of Masechet Bava Metzia, Parak Azov. That's pretty awesome because I was shtickle nervous. Before we started Parak Azov, I didn't know what Parak Azov talked about. It just sounded hard. Azov, gold. It sounded like, you know, I'm going to talk about all sorts of money and it's going to be really hard. Parak Azov was the best. It was awesome, like Bava Metzia in general. But Chevra. We're going to stop today at the end of Perek Azov. So about, in a certain sense, halfway through Samech Amud Beis, where Ezu Neshech begins. Whoo! Wah! Chevra Ezu Neshech. I'm very nervous for Perek Ezu Neshech. I've heard that I should be. But I'll tell you, Epis. I've already done, I think, two daf of Ezu Neshech. It isn't ridiculous yet. No illusions that it won't become ridiculous. But so far it's manageable. Anyways, it's exciting stuff. You know, I was nervous about Azov. Azov turned out to be incredible. And now tomorrow we're going to start Ezu Neshech. I hope it's going to be incredible too. But Chevra, once we're done with Ezu Neshech, I feel like we're over like a big old hump. I feel like that's going to be a big hump. Like once we're done with Ezu Neshech, it's going to be about a little bit over 2 weeks. I don't know. It might be the hardest 2 weeks of our lives. Who knows? But then it feels like we still have a lot of Bava Metzia to do, you know. I have no illusions, but this is the best, Chevra, it's the best. All right, Chevra, today's daf is not that hard. All right, here we go. Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, all the way at the bottom, says the Mishnah, Ein ma'arvin peiris bepeiris, afilu chadoshim b'chadoshim ve'ein tzorech leimar chadoshim b'yishonim. Okay. So if Shimon says to Reuven, I'm going to sell you fruits from this field, so the fruits that he sells need to be from that field. He can't sell him fruits from a different field. Okay. Say it. What does Rashi say? You can't mix in fruits from a different field. Okay, fine. So again, for the beginning, in Ivan Paris be Paris. Okay, so you can't mix together fruits with other fruits. Kilu, if you said that you're going to sell fruits from this field, from Reuven the field, so you can't sell fruits from Shimon the field. Afilu chadoshim ba chadoshim, even if they're both new Paris, they're both new fruits, you can't mix them together. Vein tzorich lomer chadoshim ba yishonim, and certainly, oy vavoy. You can't mix in new fruits with old fruits. Meaning, when we think fruits, we probably think about like apples and oranges and figs and things. But it could also be wheat. So for example, older, drier, aged wheat is easier to make into flour than younger, moister, riper wheat. So therefore, in this context, kind of like wine, right? Older wine is more more gewaldig than young wine, and therefore, so therefore, if you're meant to be selling a older wheat that's easier to make the flour, certainly you can't be mixing in younger wheat that is worse for making flour. So again, from the beginning, Ein ma'arvin peiris b'peiris, afilu chadoshim b'chadoshim b'ein tzarech lomer, and obviously not chadoshim b'yishonim. Obviously you can't mix new wheat into old wheat. Fine. Be'emes amru b'yayin itiru la'arev koshe b'rach. But they said in truth that when it comes to wine, you would be permitted, you know, if you said that you were going to sell soft wine, you could mix in hard wine, because the hard wine is going to make the soft wine better. And I assume that this I don't know about these wines, but my understanding is that the wines at the time, at that time, were more of a concentrate kind of thing. So I mean, now we buy wine; it's you pour it into a glass and you drink it. But I guess it you needed more dilution, and I guess it was harder, softer, diluted, not diluted. All right, fine. So you can mix in a hard wine into a soft wine with Bnei Shumash Bichel, because the hard wine makes the soft wine better. And Ivan Shimri Yain Biyain, you can't mix sediment of wine into wine. Avonosin lo shmar, but you could put in its sediment. The Gemara is going to ask, wait, what do you mean? Do you put in the sediment? Don't you put in the sediment? Mishin Esayiv Mayim Biyaino, if water got mixed into one's wine, lo yimkrenu b'chonus, you can't then go and sell that wine in your store, elim ken odio, unless you tell each of the buyers, like, hey, this wine has water diluted into it. Velo letager, now you cannot, however, sell diluted wine to a wine merchant. Afal pish odio, even if you tell him that it's diluted, because she'enu el l'ramos bo, because we're not concerned about tricking him in this case, we're concerned that he's going to now trick his customers, right? So meaning, if you are selling diluted wine to your own customers, so it's okay so long as you inform them. If you are selling a diluted wine to a wine monger, well, then that is going to be a problem, because the issue isn't selling it to him. The issue is that he's going to sell it to other people and he may not inform them. Now, if you live, however, in a place where the minig is to dilute the wine, and it's expected that the wine will be diluted, well, then it's okay. Hatager notel mehei grunis. A tager, a merchant, a person, right? So kind of like a grain wholesaler. So he can take from a bunch of different granaries, v'nosin l'soch magora achas, and put it into one kind of storage facility, mehegitos, or from five vats, wine vats, v'nosin l'soch pitum echad, and put it into one sort of wine facility, uvavach l'yem iskaven l'ayev, as long as he doesn't sort of try to trick people and, you know, say that they all come, it's like single vineyard, but it really isn't. Meaning, so if you're buying from like a grain wholesaler or a wine wholesaler, so the assumption is that the product is being sourced from several different places. But you can't make it seem, however, like it's being sourced from one place while really it's being sourced from multiple places. That would not be allowed. But in general, the assumption is that a wine or a grain wholesaler is going to be sourcing from several sources. Says the Gemara Tanur Rabbanan, Ein tzarich lomer chadoshos me'arbo v'yishonis mi'sholish de'ein ma'arvin, ela afilu chadoshos mi'sholish v'yishonis mi'arbo ein ma'arvin p'nei she'adam rotze li'ashnan. We had said in the Mishnah that you can't mix together fruits from one field with fruits from another field. Meaning, if you said you're going to sell fruits from a particular field, you can't mix in fruits from another field. And we said that this applies to if they're all sort of new fruits, you can't mix them. And obviously, if you committed to selling aged grain, so you can't mix in new grain, because new grain is assumed to be not ready for making into flour. Now the Gemara says, now obviously if the new grain is cheaper than the old grain, right? Meaning if you had committed to selling old grain, obviously you can't mix into that new grain, and obviously not if it's cheaper. You can't mix in cheap new grain. That's really bad. But what if the new grain was taka a more expensive grain, it was a more expensive wheat, right? Now the thing is, it's still not ready to be made into flour, because at the end of the day, it's still young. But it's a higher quality product, right? I think the comparison to wine is relevant over here, right? You can have young wine that's very expensive, but that doesn't mean that it's ready to drink right now, right? You'll buy an expensive bottle of wine when it's young, but then you'll age it for several years. So what we're saying over here is that even if the young wheat is a more expensive wheat, you still can't mix it in, because even though it's more expensive, it's not ready to be made into flour right now, which is what he wants. The reason why it's expensive is because it's a higher quality that you can age for a long time. But in terms of what you committed to selling, new grain is not what he wants. He wants grain that can be made into flour, not new grain that cannot be made into flour, even if it's really geschmack. So says the Gemara. Okay, obviously, if the new grain is going for 4 sa'ah for a sela, and the old grain is 3 sa'ah for a sela, i.e., the old grain is more expensive than the new grain. Certainly, you can't mix in cheap new grain into the old, more expensive older grain. Dein ma'arvin, you can't mix them together. Ela afilu chadoshis mishalish, even if the new grain is more expensive, it's 3 sa'ah for a sela, v'yishonis me'arba, and the older grain is cheaper, and it's 4 sa'ah for a sela. So even if the newer grain is more expensive, ein ma'arvin, still you can't mix it in with the old grain, because the reason why the new grain is more expensive is not because it will make a better flour now, but because it will make a better flour if you age it into the future, but that doesn't make it usable right now, and therefore, you know, if he said that he's going to be selling old grain that can be made into flour right now, he cannot mix in the new grain because he has no use for it right now. Okay, in truth, they said that you can mix the hard wine with the soft wine because it makes the soft wine better. Amr Belazar, Ado Amro. Says Rabbi Elazar, this says, Kol be'emes amru alocha hi, that whenever it says be'emes amru, it means that this is the alocha. That it says be'emes amru, and then it says, he gives a reason, right? Pneishu mashbicho, because the hard wine makes the soft wine better, and I guess this means that this is the alocha. I saw that there was a letter that said alocha Moshe Misina. I don't know, let me see something. Yeah, so it could just be that it's saying that this is the halacha because it gives a reason, right? Because it makes the what does it say? Mipnei shumashbicho makes the wine better. And Rav Nachman says Rav Nachman ben agito shanu. That is when the wine is still, when the soft wine is still in the vats. It's still the right the season when they're making the wines, and then so at that time the hard wine will mix together with the soft wine and make it. Maybe the younger wine and make it better. Ve'inna dekama arve shelo bein agitos. What about nowadays, though, when they mix the hard wine into the soft wine, even when it's not in the vats? Amar Papa says, Papa the yade v'komachli. Yeah, but the people know that, and therefore they're mochel, and that's why it's okay. Rav Acha b'derviko amar hamani Rav Acha. He, that this is Rav Acha who says that you could mix it in. The Tanya Rav Acha Matir B'Dov Anitim, Rav Acha says that look, if it's something that people taste before buying, if it's something that people taste before buying, so then, you know, so then they could taste it and make a decision if they want to buy it or not. V'im Ivan Shimrei Yayin B'Yayin Avonosin Lo Es Shimarev. You can't mix sediment of wine with wine, but you can put sediment into wine. What do you mean? But didn't we say you can't put wine? And we're saying, what do we say? We said, Ein ma'arvin shimer yayin b'yayin. You can't put sediment of wine into wine. Avonosin lo shimer, but you could put its sediment into it. But we just said that you can't put any sediment into anyone. V'chitema mai nosin lo shimer of. And if you're going to say, what does it mean that you could put its sediment into it? Dikamodale. As long as you let him know that you're putting the sediment into the wine. But that can't be. Amidiktani Seifa, from the fact that the Seifa says by water, Lim Karenu Bukhanus, that if there's water mixed into wine, don't sell it in your store. Elim kin modio, unless you let the people know. Flotagafa Pisha modio. And not to a merchant, even though you did, even though you let him know. Michal de Reisha Afagabdulo Modele, which means that in the ratio, we're not making any distinctions between letting him know and not letting him know, which means that when you say that when the ratio says that you're allowed to put sediment into wine, it means even without letting people know. So what's the deal? First it says don't put sediment into wine, then it says you could put sediment into wine. So in what context would that be? This is what it's saying. Look, if you if you like poured out wine from the vat yesterday and you're pouring out wine from the vat today, don't, what does it say? In ma'arvin shmarim shel emesh, so don't take the sediment from yesterday's wine b'shalyom and put it into today's wine. V'lo shalyom b'shal emesh, and don't take the sediment from today's wine and put it into yesterday's wine, because it's gonna the sediments from the different wines are gonna mess up the other, are gonna mess things up. V'nosin lo eshmarav, but you can put its own sediment into it. Tanam yochim yochid learn a brayse like this. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda ashofa yain lechavero. If somebody pours out wine into another from one vat to another, I raise a lo ya'ayv shall emish b'shal yom. Don't mix yesterday's sediments with today. V'lo shal yom b'shal emish, not today's sediments with yesterday's wine. Av ma'ayv shall emish b'shal emish v'shal yom b'shal yom. But you can mix together yesterday's sediments with yesterday's wine and today's sediments with today's wine. Mishnisai ma'ayv b'yeinu areza leim krenu b'chonu selim kim modiyo v'chulei. Right, we said if somebody, if water gets mixed into wine, so then do not sell it in your store unless you let the people know, and you can't sell it to a merchant because we're concerned he might sell it without letting people know. Rava aisu lechamra michanusa, Rava, they brought to him wine from a store, mazge, and he diluted it, taime loav abosim, and he tasted it, and it wasn't super gishmak. Rava, we had seen in the past, the Rava had said, any wine that does not require three parts water to one part wine, if I'm not mistaken, is not good wine. He liked a good starker wine. And so I think Rava said that, which means that Rava liked a wine that you had to dilute quite a bit. And it sounds like he basically, maybe what happened here was he diluted the wine quite a bit, which is, if it was a good wine, then that would have been the right amount. But it says he didn't like it very much, which maybe means that it wasn't such a good wine and it was too watery. Okay, meaning it was ruined, right? He added all the water, but because it wasn't a good wine, it just, right, it didn't need all that water, so it was just no good, right? So where am I? So Mazge, so he diluted it to his liking, time in, then he tasted lo avabosim, but it didn't taste very good. I guess it didn't meet his criteria of a wine that needs three parts water to one part wine. Wait, does it? One second. There you go. Yeah, Tosfos says that. Okay, mazgi time lo hava bosim, so it was no good. Shadre lichanusa, so he sent it back. Amle Abai says to Rav, onon tnan v'lo letager. But don't we learn in a Mishnah that you can't send it back to a merchant because maybe he's going to sell it to somebody and he's not going to tell him it's diluted? So even, right, so we said don't sell it to a merchant, even if you tell the merchant, because he might forward it to somebody else and sell it to somebody else without telling them. Omalei, to which Rava says, yeah, but mazga didi made the idea. Yeah, but the way I dilute is I put three parts water to one part wine. It's highly diluted, and you have to be a nut to not realize that it's diluted. So therefore, it's pretty obvious, and because it's so obvious, it'll be clear to the buyer that it's been diluted. So, you know, the merchant, you know, he's got nothing to hide, really. Maybe you'll say, yeah, but what if the merchant is then going to dilute it and then sell it? So imken in the dover. Wait, what did I say? Meaning, but then we have to be, shouldn't we be concerned that maybe the merchant is going to add more wine to it to kind of like balance out the ratios, and then people now won't realize? So say imken in the dover so. But if so, then where does it end? Because what now? Can the wine owner never buy any? Can you never sell wine? Get water to a wine guy because maybe he's going to dilute the water. Kilu, at a certain point, you have to draw the line and say you could sell a wine monger wine, and you don't have to be. And you know, you can have, you know, a wine shop owner guy can sell wine, and you can also sell water. And the water monger who sells wine, the water wholesaler who's selling to the wine monger doesn't have to be concerned, well, maybe he's going to take my water and he's going to water down his wines. No, you sell him what you sell him, and as long as the product that you're selling is acceptable on its own, then you don't need to be to worry about anything. And here also, since the wine that I'm providing him, the wine monger, it's obvious that it's highly diluted, and it'll be clear to the buyer. So therefore, it's acceptable, and we don't have to be concerned that maybe he's going to pull shtick. a place where the minig is to dilute the wine with water, so then you can, then that's acceptable because the people know that. Tana lemechta l'shish v'avir, whether it's half, a third, a quarter, amirab uvenagito shanu, and that is when it is in the during the wine season, I guess when people would be normally, I guess, diluting their wine and stuff. All right, fine. What's this? What am I looking for? I don't know. Rabbi Yehuda Omer says, the Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda says, Lo yichalek achenvoni kloyus ve'goz le'tinoks upnei shumagilun lovo etzlo v'chachom matirin. Uwa. So Rabbi Yehuda says that a store owner cannot give out free candy because then all the kids are going to want to shop at his shop and going to schlep along their parents, and it's going to be an unfair advantage to this particular shop owner over the other shop owners who aren't luring the kids to beg their parents to shop there because they give out free candy. So again, so Rebbe almost says, Rebbe leichalek achenvoni klayus ve'goz le'tinokis. A store owner cannot, as a tactic, give free candies to the kids, because then he's kind of like, you know, tricking everybody to come to his store because the kids are going to, you know, beg their parents to shop there because they get free candy. Chacham matir. Chacham say, I mean, there's nothing unfair about that, as we're going to see in the Gemara, and it's okay. V'yivchos es ashar, you can't kind of, you know, charge very cheap prices, cheaper than everybody else. Chacham om zochel oto. Chacham say, why not? Givaldik. L'yavar es agrisin. Abishol says you can't split the peas or meaning, my understanding is the point is like, you can't like make everything look like really good. So like if you have like strawberries, for example, right, you can't like make this, you know, get rid of all the bad strawberries or all the extra leaves and things like that. No, you got to leave everything in there. Chacham matir, chacham say, what if you want to clean up if you want to clean it up and make it look very nice and then of course charge more for it, that's fine. But obviously, everyone agrees, you can't just like, you know, make the top layer look really good while the rest of it is not good. So then you're going to charge more for something expensive when really it's not going to be, you know, only the top layer is good, but you're basically cheating everybody. And you can't make people, animals, and vessels like, you know, look better than they really are. Okay, we're gonna have to explain all this stuff. Says the Gemara, my time I do about it. How come the rabbi, or so the Tanakh, Rabbi Yehuda had said that the store owner can't like give out free candy because it's not fair. Then all the kids are gonna like beg their parents to shop at that store, and it gives the store owner an unfair advantage. The rabbi say it's no problem. There's nothing wrong with that. So my time do about it. How come the rabbi say that? The Omar lay well because the store owner could say to the other store owner, "Onama fligna maguzi, I'm gonna give out nuts and gishmaki stuff. Bad polik shiski, I'll give out nuts. You give out prunes. I'm not doing anything that you can't do, right? Okay, so if I'm giving out nuts to get the people, you could always give out prunes. Yeah, good advice. Yeah, I'll give out good nuts, cashews, and nice trail mix, whatever. You can give out prunes. Yeah, okay, good idea. See who's everyone's gonna come running to. But I'll upon him." He says, look, there's no secrets here. I'm giving out candies. You can also give out candies. Right? I guess it was Rabbi Yehuda. He says that, and don't kind of undercut the market. Don't charge less than everybody. The Chacham say, why not? My time, Darabon, how come Darabon say, why not? Look, you know, competitive prices makes for a better market for the consumers. So why not? Vloyover esa greasin, and don't split these peas or whatever. What are these greasin thingies? Greasin pulin, yeah, some kind of beans. Don't split the beans. I think the point is, like, don't kind of like, you know, if you have these beans or grains or fruits or, you know, strawberries or cherries or whatever it might be, you know, so if you make them look really nice and you get rid of the bad stuff, maybe the ones that don't look good, maybe the twigs and the leaves and the things that are in there, So what you're going to do is, you know, you're going to basically, all you're doing is getting rid of some of the bad stuff and making it look good, but now you're going to charge way more for it. So Abishol says, don't do it. Chacham matir, and Chacham say, why not? Man Chacham, Ule Chacham, Rabbi Acha. So Rabbi Acha d'tanya, Rabbi Acha matir, b'davar anir. Rabbi Acha permits something that's visible. Kilu, there's nothing wrong, you know, if somebody wants to take the time to make his product look really good and by getting rid of the bad stuff, making it look good, and yeah, sure, he's going to charge more for that, but he's charging more for a prepared product that is high quality, that looks good. He's not pulling any shtick. There's a million other merchants there. You can see what they're charging. You can see what theirs looks like. You can compare. There's no secrets over here. You know, the consumer can make his own decision. You can see, look, this is much more expensive, but it also looks much better. It looks like a higher quality product. The guy next door is cheaper, but you see what you're getting there, and you can make your own decision. As long as you're not being dishonest, as long as you're not just taking the top layer and making it look really good, but underneath it's the same thing as everybody else, and you're charging an arm and a leg. That would not be okay. You can't make
things look like, you know, better than they are in a sort of dishonest way.
You can't misharvit in the animal. We'll see in a minute what that means. Novchim bakrevaim. You don't. What are novchim bakrevaim? Is that what make? What is no? What's novchim bakrevaim? Well, may not inflate the intestines of an animal, making them look larger than they really are. All right. Don't do that. Veinshorin es habosur b'mayim, and don't soak meat in water, because soaking meat in water can make even an inferior piece of meat look better, because it'll, like, I don't know, make the fat look fattier, and even so, again, you'll be dishonest by selling an inferior product as though it was a superior product. You'll be dishonest. Mayin misharvitin, where am I? Veinshorin es habosur b'mayim. Mayin misharvitin. So what does it mean that you're not misharvitin an animal? Halcha tirgumu mai dechiza, don't feed it like bran water, water soaked in bran or something. I guess that'll do something dishonest to it. Ziri amar of kahanim is mazkefta, don't like stand up its hairs, because that'll make it look fatter than it is. Shmuel shar lemirma tume the sarvla, Shmuel permitted you to add like silk to the bottom of a cloak or something to make it look fancy. Rav Yehuda shor lekaskuse karme. Rav Yehuda allowed you to press some kind of a cloak. Rabba shor lemedak tzurade. You would be allowed to, I don't know, like beat the fibers or something. Rabba shor letzalumi gere. Rabba permitted you to color on arrows. Said they'll look nicer. Rav Papa bar Shmuel shor letzalumi dekule. Rav Papa bar Shmuel allowed you to like color baskets to make them look nicer. But didn't we learn in our Mishnah that you can't do this? You can't like make things look more desirable than they are in actuality. It depends. If it's new and you want to make it look, you know, good and desirable, and it really is good and desirable, well, then there's no problem. But if it's like old and not good, and you're trying to make it, you know, fake it to make it look like it is good, then that's a problem. That's being dishonest. Pirkus to Adam Maihi. What would it mean by a person to make him look better than he actually is? Giyodahu Avda Sava, there was an old Evid, de Ozot Savoy Lureshe Uladikne, and he, so his hair and his beard was all grayed. So he went and he dyed it to make it black so that he would look younger. Also the Khamid Rava, he comes before Rava Amarle Zibnon, he says, buy me. Amalei Rava says, you ani im b'nei ve'secha. Look, I don't want to buy you. That this was an Eved K'naini. He says, I don't want to, right? I'd rather hire Yidden, aniim that are Yidden that I can give a parnosa to. Sorry. Also, the comment of Papa said, this Eved K'naini came to a Papa bar Shmuel Zabne. Of Papa bar Shmuel purchased him. Yomachad Amalei Ashkayin. So one day he says to the Eved, okay, bring me some water. Ashkayin Mai, bring me some water. Ozul Chavir the Reishel Adikne. And then David Kanani went and he undid the dye and he showed that he was old and gray. Look, you're going to ask me to do stuff for you? I'm older than your father. And at that point, Rav Papa bar Shmuel realized that he was taken advantage of, that this guy was dishonest him. Rav Papa bar Shmuel read about himself, Tzadik Mitzore Nechlatz, that the Tzadik, Rava, is saved from
from a negative scenario, v'yovo acher tachtav, and somebody else takes his place, i.e. me, that I didn't, heed Rava's advice, and I purchased this eved, and look what happened. Hajan olach azov, we'll come back to Perek Azov. Wow, that was givaldi. That was awesome stuff. That was really cool stuff. We talked about, I guess, being like, yeah, making sure that whatever you say you're selling, you're actually selling. Chevre, that was the Afsamach of Masechta Bava Metzia, was also Perek Hazov of Masechta Bava Metzia. That was the fourth Perek of Bava Metzia. Tomorrow we're starting the fifth Perek of Bava Metzia, Ezu Neshech. Ezu Neshech has a reputation of being like impossible. So, let's see. The first two daf are manageable. I can tell you that much. Catch you later. Peace out.